Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Okay, they're already popping the popcorn and choosing their seats for the Friday audit show. Oh. Here's Gatos and Chad.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty excited about it.
It's going to be some kind of show. That's not the word I would use.
I'd use a okay, it is a show.
Woohoo!
It was a hoo-ah show.
Hey, so that what is it? 1 o'clock, the cyber ninjas, the Arizona Republicans in the Senate, they're going to be there, and they're going to present this, and then they're going to run away and not take questions from the media.
Or comment, nothing. So, no one will be there but them.
So here's what I'm hearing.
How lame.
Okay, I want you guys. This is what I've heard.
What do you got?
It's all going to be streamed, and I've been talking to a couple of our people out there who are on the know, and they said they may do something afterwards, but apparently they're going to do everything kind of like they're going to present it.
Uh-huh. It's going to be like a slideshow.
And then if they think nobody seems mad, they may go outside and allow people to ask questions.
Is the media allowed in?
No.
Well, then there's
doors
no one
closed.
There to ask questions.
No, but they may have people outside.
Is the media allowed outside?
Well, of course.
Of course.
Why?
It's a city street.
Well, okay. So the media is going to be. Listen, we talked about the media. But, you know, there is a part for them to play. And, you know, asking questions is their job. And a lot of us want to hear some of those questions asked to the ninjas. And so, you know, this just backs up everything we've been saying about this audit. It's not on the up and up. We shouldn't be taking it seriously. We've got people there who are completely unqualified to do an audit of an election, and now they won't even take questions. It's, once again, is that transparency? No, it's not.
It's something.
I don't know what it
again,
is.
Again, and like I said, what it is the kind of something it is.
Okay.
It's a giant. Here's the thing.
Yeah, it's a giant something.
You took something where you could have had some questions, and again, I have zero problem having some questions answered. I think every one of us, if you have a real sense that maybe something went on that you felt uncomfortable with, that you ask the question. No problem with that. The issue is you jumped the shark and continued to jump the shark. You're like, that didn't work. I'm jumping this shark. This didn't work. And now you're at a point where people are like, they've stopped looking for anything that you have to say. You've cried wolf. You've done all of those things.
A
so
laughing
many times.
Stock. Right. Like, traditional audits don't proceed like this because there are state laws that stipulate that vote audits must be transparent, include more than one political party. Is that this?
No,
it's not.
No. But they're also paying for it themselves. This isn't a political audit in the sense that we would think we're trying to come up and find some sort of. This is an audit paid for by a political party and private donors to get an answer that they want to hear.
They paid for a fantasy. I mean, they think that this is going
better
to end
ways
up
to pay for a fantasy.
One way or the other.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. So, I mean, Biden won Arizona. Can we move on? And why don't we move on?
Yeah, by the way, you know he doesn't get to keep Arizona, right?
Like, that
he
is
just
true. I
won
heard that.
It, and that's it. Like, the next time, hey, somebody else will have a chance at it.
Maybe some of you wish he didn't win Arizona, by the way.
Yeah.
At the way he's handling
time,
the border?
I think there's some people going, you know what? I'm not feeling very comfortable about all this.
The way he's handling the border, what a mess. We got 14,000 Haitians at the Texas-Mexico border. Many of them are coming to Tucson. They're being flown to Tucson. So this will affect us. And Governor Ducey turned into a comedian on Fox News today.
As you tend to do.
When you look at Del Rio, that should be labeled Bidenville.
Man, he's pretty good.
He stumbled.
Let's hear some more of that sweetness.
Stumbled over the joke again. You know, the ninth floor is like, all right, Governor, we know that you're not funny.
Yes.
Let us just write this one little Bidenville thing and just keep it in front of you and just read it when it's time and make sure you don't stumble. Because, you know, a comedian, if a comedian stumbles, well, the joke falls
flat. And here's
flat.
The other thing. If a comedian stumbles, usually a comedian is good enough to go, watch me like a cat bounce, spin, and pull this off.
He didn't do it.
Nope. When you look at Del Rio, that should be
okay. Ooh, a little issue there.
All right.
When you look at Del Rio, that should be labeled Bidenville.
Okay, well, get past
good.
The the bad comedy and all that. Should we name it Bidenville? Maybe it's not a. Okay.
What we should name it is. Okay. This is what we should name.
Microphone off. I just turned the mic off. All right.
It's a disaster.
Bidenville?
Right? Bidenville. It's a disaster.
Okay.
And
it's really sad.
Really, what we should name this is we should name it, well, if we're going to name it anything, not Bidenville, Harrisville. She is the one that's supposed to be in charge. That's what I was told a few months ago.
Yeah.
She then flew out, right? Remember, she flew out and she went out to go solve the problem in the triangle, the northern triangle. And then she came back and she's like, solved.
Chad, don't worry. They're working on the root issue of why this is happening.
Yeah, and that would be?
They're just watching them come in. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, in all honesty, you know, I've been here 25 years. I haven't seen the border this big of a mess.
No, not in a situation where
seen bad things.
We could see numbers like when you look, it's 200,000 that they've, you know, that they've come in contact. That's how that where they're
never seen numbers like this.
But not in a condensed area in one seemingly within like a 72-hour period.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So Ducey and all these other governors, they've demanded a meeting with Biden. So let me rip Biden and Ducey at the same time.
I would like that.
First of all, Joe Biden doesn't want a meeting. Why would I want to meet about something I suck at? I'm not securing the border. I'm awful at this job. Okay, that's the president. Ducey, he doesn't want no meeting.
No.
He doesn't want a meeting.
No.
He just wants to, you know.
I think he would love to have a meeting because much like with Hobbs, it raises a profile. But they're not going to give Biden, they're not giving Biden a meeting with Abbott. They wouldn't give a Biden a meeting with, you know, at this point in time, after watching him fall asleep or whatever happened today with Boris Johnson. I don't know if they give him a meeting anywhere.
Right.
But they're not going to do it with Ducey. They're not going to do it with anybody.
I don't think Ducey wants a meeting. I don't think he's really interested in fixing the problem. Just like with Biden, he's not really interested in fixing the problem. Ducey just wants to continue to bash Joe Biden. And to be honest, Joe Biden deserves to be bashed on this.
I got
to
be honest.
I think that's really the thing that Ducey wants.
A meeting. I think he would love to solve this. Why wouldn't you love
to solve it?
Why wouldn't you love to solve it, though? You would be the one that solved it.
Yeah. Are you saying that tongue-in-cheek?
No, but, I mean, it's never going to happen because human beings, we could do all we think we can to solve it.
Right.
But other humans coming here from other places who are desperate,
yeah,
they're not getting the we solved it memo.
Neither party wants to solve it. One party likes to ignore it. The other party likes to, expose the problem for their own political gain. So no one's really interested in fixing it. But as, you know, the American people, what we want to see is at least, can you try? Can you try and slow things down? Because that is your job, Joe Biden. You're supposed to slow it down at the border.
It's
just not the case.
I think the average Democrat and Republicans, the rock star Instagram political celebrities that you see on TV.
The fake politicians.
They're not interested in the solving it because they understand what it means to them and their base. The average person, the Democrat in Iowa, right? The Republican, you know, that like... That's maybe in Seattle that they would love to come together and find a fix, but you're never going to hear their voice.
No,
they're drowned out by the insanity that is the likes of Pelosi, Schumer, yeah, AOC, and you know the Biggses of the world and everything like that.
The president's got to do something here because there's going to be 14,000-30,000 on the way.
Yeah, we better wake him up.
Coming up next.
Who's the guy next to me?
Hey, tonight is going to be fun.
Boris, when did you get here?
Biden will be asleep, but tonight is going to be fun. We're going to all be shamed.
I can't wait.
We'll explain it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
True, false questions about the day's news. Pop quiz in about 15 minutes. Big prizes from you, Chad.
Big prizes. Huge prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I just want everybody to know, is the climate change is afoot. And today being the first day of autumn or fall, depending on how you want to roll with it. Understanding that tonight all of the people and the powers that be on late night are going to get together and they're going to shame you. Absolutely. They're going to look at you and say, shame. Or they may say,
you have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
It's possible. Greta. She's fun.
So it's climate night?
Yeah.
And it's only going to be on late night, like with like
Colbert's going to be a part of it because that's fun. And by Colbert's just so much fun. And then, you know, Fallon, like, oh, God, I can't stop watching him. He's brilliant. And then you go over to Jimmy Kimmel and he never is anything but just hot. You know, Jimmy used to be so funny when he wasn't a douche. I'm just serious. I don't want to look. You're going to shame me. What you want me to drive? We'd like you to get an electric scooter. Okay, fantastic. Mm. Right? We'd like you to, you know, I mean, we'd like you to, you know, not have air conditioning. We'd like you to, I mean, what is it that you guys want us all to do? To stop what? Consuming? Yeah. You know what? This is how everybody feels about climate change. It's awful. It's horrible. Are you going to do something about it? I can do something about it.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to recycle. I did.
That was the biggest scam ever.
And then, you know, and then the city say, yeah, we really, that blue bin you have, yeah, meh, it all goes to the same dump. So I'm like, well, why am I separating all this stuff? I don't know. So I at least gave it a shot.
You tried. That was you. You're putting in your effort.
They also want us to stop eating meat. Let me tell you what we're going to have for dinner tonight. I'm going to have some meat. I don't know what it is. It's going to be a big piece of meat.
You really?
How dare you?
Yeah, he's going to eat it up. You know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to have some meat as well.
How dare you?
And then after I'm done having some meat, maybe I'll have some cheese.
How dare you?
And then after I'm done having some cheese, I'm going to go and turn my air conditioning inside my hotel down to zero.
How dare you?
Yep, that's right.
In all seriousness, if you were to tell me you can do a few things to help climate, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was within reason. But if you're going to tell me, like, I've got to stop eating meat, and I can't drive anywhere, I don't know. I'm not taking my bike to work when it's 115 degrees. I'm not doing that.
No.
If you give me some solutions, I get it. Because, you know, I try and read up on this stuff with climate change and all that. You know, the experts are saying these storms are coming earlier. They're worse.
I mean, but they're not.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not a
scientist.
But see,
when you go back and you look at history.
Yeah.
The storms aren't any worse.
I'm starving
we just
now.
Move to I'm places.
I'm thinking of meat, right? I'm speculating. I'm starving.
So I
I'm now. I'm like. I am starving right now.
It is kind of when you start talking about food and it's about 5:30.
You
have
some meat. You going to join us? You have some meat tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
100%.
Sorry,
I'm
going to
have some vegetables too. Yeah. Just saying.
And by the way, for all you climate change people, like, I mean, you need meat. Da da da. Hey, we're doing our part, right? Because we're eating the meat, and those cows are farting everywhere. Those cows are out there going. Right, they're doing all that stuff, and that gas is going out there. Next thing you know, the storms are, it's a cow storm.
Can I say something? I know that noise you just made. And all right, everybody knows the noise. It doesn't matter how old I am. That's always going to be funny.
It is,
and maybe it's just because I'm a guy. Is that funny to you, Becky Lynn? It's funny to me.
It's always funny.
That's funny.
Farts are just funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, I used to do that to my boss because I kind of turned my head and he'd be mad at me when I was younger and he'd yell at me.
Yeah. So it is. It's fun.
Oh, my Lord.
Prepare to be shamed.
Prepare to be shamed by people who have 15,000-foot homes and 12 air conditioning,
yeah.
Drive around in private jets
to
tell you that you driving your truck makes the world a worse place.
Bravo, Chad.
Very welcome, sir.
Bravo.
Very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen.
Bravo.
Speaking of people that want to help the climate, we got some... tickets to give away. I think the Outlaw Music Festival, the old Action Pavilion. I think we got some other stuff. Somebody yesterday wanted some of our prize package of junk, and you may get that as well.
That's awesome.
Because it is cold.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
True, false questions about the day's news. Pablo
Escobar.
Open.
I've opened the phone lines.
It's not Pablo Escobar.
That was one of the questions, right?
Pablo, our producer. Pablo, open up the phones at 277-5827, 602-277-5827. It's time for pop quiz, true, false
pop
questions about the
quiz.
Day's news. Chad
pop
has
quiz.
A prize.
Straight ahead.
Okay.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
True, false questions about the day's news, 277-5827. You get five in a row, you win a prize. Chad, what do we got? The prize?
I think we have the Outlaw Music Festival, which is Willie Nelson and some other people.
Okay. And what's the second possibility?
There is a bag of junk that we have. And by the way, the bag of junk is quite impressive.
Okay,
somebody
good.
Requested a bag of junk yesterday. I still believe we have some of those. So we shall see.
All right.
What you choose. The choice is yours. Let's start. Oh, no way. This can't be. This isn't Leif Garrett, is it?
No, I haven't been called that for a long time.
Well, all right.
You know what? You're not somebody, Leif Garrett. You know your mom probably liked Leif Garrett. She did.
Little old.
All right, Leif, here we go.
I love Leif Garrett.
True or false?
True or false?
Gatos has had to pee for the last 40 hours of the show. True or false?
True.
It's definitely true, man. I have got to get out of here. We are getting the audit report Friday from the Cyber Ninjas. True or false?
True.
It's true. He's got two in a row.
Hey, true or false, Monica Lindstrom, Chad Benson, and Mike Broomhead will be holding a roundtable right after the news is delivered. True or false?
I would say that's true as well.
All right, it's got three in a row.
Three in a row.
The ninjas in the Arizona Senate will present the audit and then take questions from the media. True or false?
False.
It's false. He's got four in a row. A Texas couple says their night out with friends was cut short when the restaurant kicked them out for wearing face masks. True or false?
I'd say that's probably true.
Up, give the man a prize.
All right, congratulations. You are a winner. Leif Garrett, everybody. I loved you on Tiger Beat. Remember Tiger Beat, the magazine?
I don't know who Leif Garrett is. I have no idea.
What?
I don't even know.
Did you hear that, Becky? He doesn't know who Leif Garrett is.
He doesn't know who anyone is.
I don't know.
No, that's true. That's true. He's still one of the carpenters. Yeah, they come over and clean.
I don't know who that is.
And they do build stuff. Penny in Gold Canyon, how are you?
Penny, you ready to play pop quiz?
I'm great.
All right.
I'm ready.
Arizona is a hot spot for mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. True or false?
True.
It is true. Gatos is scared of the West Nile virus. True or false?
False. He's not afraid of anything.
That's
right.
Gatos absolutely
is terrified
true.
Of everything.
He's got two in a row, Penny.
That is that you should be dead to all of us because he's terrified of everything, Penny.
2020 in Arizona, there were three cases of West Nile. True or false?
True.
It's true. This year, there are 132 cases.
True.
Four in a row, Chad.
Four in a row.
Let's see. Conor McGregor threw out the first pitch at the D-backs game last night, and it was a perfect strike. True or false?
False.
It's false.
That's false. It was the worst
another
pitch
prize.
In non-Major League Baseball history.
Two winners, 10 in a row. This is an outrage.
An
I'm not
outrage.
Getting anybody.
All right. Let's go to Ray in Scottsdale. You sound like you're going to miss something.
All right. You ready, Ray?
Thanks, Pat.
Hey, look, I'm trying to make Gatos feel better.
Did you hear Penny say, I'm not afraid of anything? That's absolutely true.
You were terrified awesome. Of everything.
Okay, the Peyton and Eli Manning.
You wonder if you can get a computer virus.
The Peyton and Eli Manning accompanying Monday Night Football telecasts on ESPN2 had 2 million viewers the other day. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say you're dead to me. It
See?
Was true.
See, Ray? I predicted it right there. How about
yes.
that?
Right.
They did. They had 2 million viewers, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Let's go to Donna in the Buckeye.
Donna, you ready to play pop quiz?
I am so ready.
All
Let's
right.
go.
The FDA has authorized Pfizer booster shots for seniors and other high-risk Americans. True or false?
Oh, Rudd, you cut out. Can you repeat
sure.
that?
Sure. The FDA has authorized Pfizer booster shots for seniors and other high-risk Americans. True or false?
That is true.
It is true.
True.
A third dose will be offered as early as the end of this week. True or false?
Donna?
True.
It is true. She's got two in a row.
She was really thinking.
Donna, the last answer you just gave took way too long.
You were Googling the heck out of that one.
Sorry. Sorry.
A new poll finds Arizona voters overwhelmingly support immigration solutions. True or false?
True.
It is true. Late night talk show hosts are holding climate night this evening.
True.
It is true. Chad Benson called Jimmy Kimmel a bad word that starts with D. True or false for the win?
That was awesome. It is true.
Thank you very
another
much.
Prize.
Donna,
that's
you're a winner.
Three.
Donna's a winner. Look
three.
At that. She knew. That wasn't even fair to call him that.
Three winners. That's three winners. Never
Dude,
happened.
15 out of 16 questions. Only Ray sucked.
Ray, man.
Ray, you're awful,
you
brother.
Gotta...
All of them. No, wait, no. Bryce didn't play, but give him if he wants something.
Oh, yeah. Ray, why don't you just give everybody something?
We got stuff. You want a pair of socks? I'm sure we got some of those back
Penny,
there.
Donna. Who's the other?
Leif Garrett.
Okay. All right.
Little shout out to Tiger Beat from several people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tiger Beat was fantastic.
I have no
Becky idea. Probably had a Tiger Beat somewhere.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Becky Lynn's got that Arizona News thingy next.
That's right.